Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We just had a wonderful week, Real Science Friday week, where we looked at science, the creation-evolution debate, the global flood, where is Noah's Ark? We had a wonderful time for a week. And now, during that time, the crisis in Japan has magnified with the earthquake and the tsunami and the nuclear reactors. And obviously, we have a military action in Libya right now. So we will be talking about those topics. Tomorrow, I've invited a former Marine into the studio tomorrow to talk about our military action in Libya. And regarding the earthquake and the tsunami in Japan, as you recall, back about 7 years ago, we had a debate. I debated a well-known geophysicist. And at the end of the debate, he said, Bob, if you're right, then we should be giving governments much greater warnings about possible earthquake risk. And I said, John Nichol, John, that's exactly right. That's what we should be doing. Well, since then, over 600,000 people have been killed from earthquakes since our debate. Four of the top 10 earthquakes of the last 100 years have happened since our debate. And so, yes, we should do that. We'll be talking more about that. And then also, when we talk about Libya, you might want to be thinking about this. When we talk about Libya, I've heard a criticism of what we're doing in Libya from three camps. And these three camps, let me tell you what they are and how that's not persuasive to me. And I'll tell you what would be persuasive. The three camps are constitutional, from the Constitution, cliches, and conservatives. Now, the Constitution, war is just or unjust, not based on what a constitution may say. There are hundreds of constitutions in the world. Over the centuries, over the millennia, war is either just or unjust based on the fundamental principles of justice. So if Russia's constitution said that they can invade Lithuania, that wouldn't mean that if they invade Lithuania, it's justified. And if a constitution has something that is fundamentally immoral or unprincipled, then the fact that it's in the constitution is not relevant. And yes, our constitution says that the Congress shall declare war, but our Congress for many decades has been filled with cowards who don't want to take the responsibility. So they'd rather the executive branch go to war without Congress voting on whether we go to war or not. So while the Constitution delegates to Congress the authority to declare war, they have delegated that authority back to the executive branch. And so is it a mess? Sure, it's a mess. This is the world we live in. But that constitutional argument does not get to fundamental morality over whether a particular war is just or unjust. Then there are the cliches, including primarily that we are not the policemen of the world. That cliche is not principle, it's populist. It's a cliche. No, we're not a policeman, but is something just or unjust? If the Germans are slaughtering Jews, do other nations have the right to go in and stop them? Oh, you mean they'd have to be the policemen of the world to do that? That's a cliche. And then there's the conservative argument, which is we hate Obama, and anything Obama does, we have a knee-jerk reaction against. Just like the Democrats, when George W. Bush has a military action, they automatically knee-jerk oppose it because it's a Republican. And so when Bill Clinton does something, or Barack Obama, many conservatives will oppose it because it's a Democrat doing it. So the camps, the three camps of the three C's, Constitution, cliches, and conservatives, they don't persuade me. What does, what would, is the eternal moral principles from God, what do they say about a particular military engagement? What do they say? And so you have to change channels, broaden your thinking, and then I'd be very interested in what you come up with. So that's the topic for tomorrow's show. Wow, what a long intro. And now the Denver Post and the Colorado Springs Gazette, political blogs, some of the evening newscasts have been lambasting Colorado Right to Life, saying of all things that Colorado Right to Life is so powerful that we were able to pull a ban, a fetal homicide bill, from consideration at the Capitol. Actually, we sort of did. But let's talk about it with the Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks. Leslie, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for letting me be with you today. And boy, I can't wait to hear that show that you want to do tomorrow. It's that it is very difficult stuff we're dealing with, and it's helpful to have you and your analysis to help us think it through.
Well, it'll be really fun, and we'll talk about people say we got to do things in the best interest of the United States, and what does that mean? So it's going to be a good show tomorrow with a former Marine.
Oh, awesome.
In studio. So, Leslie, okay, you've been lambasted by name. Colorado Right to Life has been accused of virtually hating unborn children.
Right.
And so let's talk through the issue so the audience could come up to speed with what is going on.
Right. Well, you know, we spent, the last 18 months of our lives dedicated primarily to establishing legal protection for babies in the womb. So we have a pretty clear track record that we do love the kids, and we work really hard to try to make sure that they are treated properly. And so it's very disheartening to read of what was written out of the Colorado Springs Gazette.
Yeah, well, we'll have to look at those quotes, you know, verbatim. Let's look at those. But basically, Representative Mark Waller from Colorado Springs, focused on the family district, he introduced a bill, basically a fetal homicide bill, crimes against the unborn child. And the bill is not abortion neutral, as, believe it or not, we will read the text of the bill we suggested as an alternative. Mark Waller's bill is how long? You got it there?
16 pages.
It's 16 pages. Our bill is one sentence. One sentence. And it truly is abortion neutral. It's not dealing with abortion. It's dealing with another topic. When a crime is being committed and the unborn baby dies, you can also charge the accused with the harm against the unborn child.
That's right. And actually, some of the listeners might remember, I do think that Representative Waller had good intentions to try to help the family, the Gorham family, who lost their baby. I believe it was a third trimester baby, and they were she was hit by a car, and the person's never been caught.
What a tragic, tragic story. And Leslie, back when that happened, I had the opportunity to go on a number of the evening newscasts, you know, Channel 4, 7, 9, wherever it was, a number of times, and say that Colorado Right to Life is fighting for justice for these children who are killed during crimes, and we need to pass a fetal homicide bill.
Right.
And it doesn't have to address abortion. It could be abortion neutral, but we need to pass a bill that will get justice for these children.
Absolutely.
And so that was our position from the beginning. Now, Nine News took a five-minute interview at the Colorado Right to Life office, edited it down to a five-second clip, and they said, and they completely misrepresented us, they said that we're against any bill that wouldn't ban abortion.
I remember that.
Yeah. So, and you remember what happened on KHOW Radio? That they believe Nine News?
Right. And then I think you and Dan Kaplis had the opportunity to talk that through a little bit, and they finally admitted on air, I do believe, that you were misquoted or that the Nine News story wasn't accurately portrayed.
That Nine News misrepresented Colorado Right to Life, and that Craig Silverman and Dan Kaplis both stated on air that Nine News got it wrong, and Colorado Right to Life has even offered legislation to the legislators that does not address abortion, but it enables prosecutors to charge criminals with the harm against an unborn child. So you have ostensibly pro-life Representative Mark Waller, Republican, conservative from Colorado Springs. And he drafts a bill, unlike our bill, which is one sentence. Now, you got to have a little bit of text, boilerplate, above it and below it. But the bulk of our bill is one sentence.
That's right.
His bill is 16 pages. 16 pages, which it's a monstrosity.
It's a little cumbersome.
Yeah. And not only is his bill not abortion neutral, it's abortion obsessed. It not only makes it clear that whenever you intentionally terminate the unborn child, when you kill the unborn child intentionally, if it's a medical procedure, it's legal.
Right.
If the mother wants the baby killed, it's legal, and so on. Not only that, which all of a sudden it's no longer abortion neutral, but he actually stabs in the back the nationwide Christian personhood movement by putting into his bill. I mean, Leslie, Planned Parenthood was accepting this bill.
They were. And it's real interesting that Representative Waller's Senate sponsor actually used to be a business partner of Fofi Mendez, who, of course, is the Planned Parenthood lobbyist. So it does seem like there could have been some extra obsession about abortion because of the Senate sponsor.
Well, right. And I think Representative Mark Waller, he introduced the bill. He forgets who his constituency is. He's supposed to be pro-life. So he wants to introduce a bill that will pass. So he doesn't introduce one that will make Planned Parenthood angry. He introduces one that says, by the way, abortion is totally legal. And personhood, this is the stab in the back of personhood in section 18-3.5-109. And his bill is, what is it, 1125? Do you?
It's 1256.
I'm sorry. It's 2011-1256.
Right.
It's Bill 1256.
House bill.
House bill. And he nothing in this bill shall be construed to confer the status of person upon a human embryo, fetus, or unborn child at any stage of development prior to live birth. Now, Leslie, this is a first. This is a first in the nation that we would have a law that specifically says right up to 9 months that even though it's a child, it's an unborn child, and even though it's even 9 months of age, it is not a person. And so this Colorado law says that by this law, not by every law or all the law, but by this law, that baby in the womb through all 9 months is not a person. No wonder Planned Parenthood liked this.
That's right. And carried by a pro-life representative. It's kind of shocking.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mark Waller introduced a bill that Planned Parenthood would accept, but virtually every pro-life group in the state was horrified by. And isn't that true? Our friends at Christian Family Alliance?
Yes, they didn't. They did not support it. Focus on the Family did not support it. And interestingly enough, the Colorado Springs Gazette had a very harsh article by Wayne Laugesen. It was an editorial and said that the abortion foes sell out the unborn.
We sold out the unborn.
And he accused us of viewing the unborn as chattel to be sold out for political sport. And, you know, Mr. Laugesen actually had been a judge for a Colorado Right to Life oratory contest a few years back, and we've considered him a friend. So it was very disheartening that he didn't even take the 5 minutes to call us
to
and
call,
see why we did oppose the measure.
Or to see, I mean, our wording for our proposed bills, alternative to what Mark Waller was doing, they've even been online at 7 News on news websites, our wording in their news reporting showing that we have abortion neutral legislation that we're recommending. And Mark Waller does this abortion obsessed anti-personhood bill that as long as you kill the baby intentionally, if the mother's consenting or if it's by a medical procedure, then it's perfectly legal. And he even says, Leslie, who knows why, if an optometrist kills the unborn child.
And a dentist.
And a dentist. an optometrist kills the unborn child, then it's not a crime.
That's right.
I mean, who could figure that one out?
And who could figure out why when Mr. Laugesen decided to go ahead and blast Colorado Right to Life, even though Focus on the Family is right in his home city, and they opposed it, he gave them a total pass. Even mentioned that they opposed it.
And so Wayne Laugesen, he's the editorial page editor down at the Colorado Springs Gazette, and he claims to be personally pro-life, but the Gazette is controlled by a pro-abort family. It was founded by a pro-life family, but then there's, you know, the way institutions go, the Gazette control now is in the child-killing camp. And so Wayne Laugesen apparently wants to ingratiate himself, not with God, but with the child killers who pay him. And that's a big mistake. You can do it if slavery, we're talking about owning black people as slaves, as property. If he was the editorial page editor then, he would have made excuses to criticize William Lloyd Garrison and the abolitionists. That's what he would have done.
I think you're right.
Go along to get along.
It's unbelievable.
So, Leslie, so Mark Waller's bill, 16 pages long, it states that if you're an optometrist and you kill the unborn child during a medical procedure, you can't be charged.
Right.
If you're a dentist, if you are performing a medical procedure of any type with the intention of killing the unborn baby and the mother agrees.
Says it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Gives her consent, then it is perfectly legal. And then it says that nothing in this part of Colorado's law would say that the unborn child is a person even up through all 9 months. So that's a stab in the back of the personhood of the unborn child.
Absolutely.
And this is offered by Mark Waller, who's supposedly a pro-lifer. He's acting as though he prefers the abortion industry's perspective on the God-given right to life of the unborn child.
You know, another thing that's just been really difficult for me to process is Senator Stedman, who, as I said earlier, is Fofi Mendez's former business partner, so he has a history with Planned Parenthood.
So she's Planned Parenthood's lobbyist.
Right.
Has a business partner, former business partner, who Representative Mark Waller was working with to get his bill introduced in the Senate.
Right.
And so Senator Stedman is a hardcore pro-abort and an ally of Fofi Mendez.
Right. But this was from Lynn Bartle's coverage right after he pulled his bill. Stedman said that
Lynn Bartles is who?
She writes for the Denver Post.
So Denver Post, Lynn Bartles.
And she said that she quoted Stedman as saying the anti-choice side was unwilling to view the legislation as a criminal justice issue. And I find that to be so ridiculous.
That's a misrepresentation. Lynn Bartles also, in her recent article, said that Colorado Right to Life could not be reached. Leslie Hanks couldn't be reached for comment. You had sent her a comment.
I did. I sent her a comment saying, Lynn, Senator Stedman's assertion is utterly ridiculous and it needs a correction.
And so here is I'll now read our one sentence bill,
which I sent her along with my, you know, my request for a correction. I sent her the language that we had sent to Representative Waller, a couple of maybe 6 weeks back, and then we resent it. We had it hand delivered to Representative Waller the day he pulled his bill.
We've repeatedly done this beginning in December. We have repeatedly given to legislators principled wording that would enable you to prosecute a criminal for also killing an unborn child or harming an unborn child. Okay, so here's our law, and let's see if Lynn Bartles got this right, that we're against this because we don't think this is a criminal justice matter. I mean, who could tell? You know, when you're biased and you support killing innocent children, it puts you into a world that is all twisted. Yeah. And so those who try to stop Planned Parenthood from ripping a baby's arms and legs off, those people become the enemy. And anything they say has to be distorted so that you could protect those who rip children's arms and legs off. And so here is our bill, one sentence. Here it is. The offenses codified in Part 1, Article 3 of Title 18 of the Colorado Criminal Code shall apply also to unborn members of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development. That's it.
That's right.
That's it. The offenses codified in the Colorado Criminal Code shall apply also to unborn members of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development. So if you're committing a crime, then that applies also against the unborn members of human beings.
That's right. The baby in the womb would be perfectly covered there.
And it's completely abortion neutral. It doesn't mention abortion. Now, some of our dear friends might think, well, isn't it wrong to do an abortion neutral bill? And that's an interesting matter. Of course, we considered that carefully. We have as our authority God's word. And in the Bible, in Exodus chapter 21, God presents virtually identical wording to say that during the commission of a crime, if an unborn child is harmed or killed, the accused can be charged also with that crime against the unborn child.
That's right.
And so that is, we modeled this. In fact, we didn't write this. A county prosecutor wrote this.
That's right. And I think it's elegant. It's so tightly worded. It's so, it covers everything in one sentence. It's remarkable.
Yeah, it's less than 16 pages.
That's right.
And Leslie, it was written for Colorado Right to Life, working with a county prosecutor who said, and we actually provided a concept statement.
Right.
And we said, can you help us come up with wording that, you know, would work in Colorado, be constitutional, and it would basically state that during the commission of a crime, if an unborn child is harmed or killed, the accused can be charged also with that harm.
That's right.
That's what we asked, and this is what we got back from a prosecutor who's pro-life and is hoping that we can pass this.
Well, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. Well, and if I could just follow up a little bit on the Lynn Bartles fiasco, I sent her that language, and I said, in going back to the accusation that we didn't like that his Representative Waller's bill because we don't like criminal justice, I said, we sent Representative Waller the language again this morning, the day that the bill was pulled, stating that we're sad he pulled the bill, but we'd still like to see him carry a measure this year with the above language, precisely because we feel so strongly that the Gorham baby's tragic and unfortunate death demands justice.
Demands justice. And Leslie, it's not only that baby, tragically, you recall.
There was a baby in Grand Junction.
In Grand Junction.
2 years back.
And there have been other children who've been killed during the commission of a crime.
Right.
And the prosecutors in our state have not been able to charge the criminals with homicide.
That's right.
And so they got to play games to try to get an appropriate punishment. Well, Planned Parenthood, they're not excited about fetal homicide bills. That's to put it mildly. They basically have been against fetal homicide legislation for decades.
Wherever it's been proposed. But
right.
Many states do have this
yes.
in law, and I'm assuming
well, none
they
of them
didn't
have
pass this type.
Not one of the states that have a law, right. Not one has a principled bill. They're all monstrosities of bills. They all say it's a crime unless you kill the baby intentionally
right.
with the mother's agreement or, you know, and on and on and on. So they're all monstrosities. But Colorado Right to Life and the pro-life movement is eager to have laws to provide for justice for an unborn child that's killed, like Lacey Peterson's child, Connor, murdered by his own father, Scott Peterson.
Right.
And so we are eager. We want justice for these children. So for Lynn Bartles to say we're against it because we're against anything that's a criminal justice law? I mean, what is she making this stuff up as she types?
Actually, I think she was quoting Senator Stedman. So to be fair to
okay.
her, I
thank
believe
you. And wouldn't it be nice for her to refer to everything we have done publicly and to our alternative language? Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be lovely.
And for her to contact us? Or instead of saying Leslie Hanks could not be reached for comment, letting her readers know that you gave them one sentence to the legislature, which says this: the offenses codified in the Colorado Criminal Code shall apply also to unborn members of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development.
That would get the job done, wouldn't it?
That would, that, and it's principled.
That's right, and justice would prevail, and if the individual that hit the, Laura Gorham is ever found,
right,
there would be justice for her little baby.
Right, and Mark Waller's bill, you know, we pointed out months ago the absurdities of it. It had, I think it was 18 exceptions for abortion. 18. I mean, the same ones over and over and over 18 times, which made it 16 pages long.
Right.
So we pointed out to him how absurd this is. It's not abortion neutral. It's abortion obsessed, even saying a 9-month baby is not a person, according to this part of Colorado's law. Well, what he did, he actually listened, and he condensed all those exceptions into one big exception at the beginning of the bill. But he had it that if a baby is killed in the womb by a drunk driver, then it's a crime unless the mother wanted the baby killed.
Right.
I mean, that's how bizarre it was. It was just utterly bizarre. And so here we are. I think even Ari Armstrong has pointed out that this 16, so he removed 18 exceptions, Leslie. He condensed them into one, mm-hmm. and it's still 16 pages long.
I know.
Because he added, it's a legislative monstrosity.
And, yes.
And am I right or no? Had I read that Ari Armstrong, who's not a friend of the pro-life movement?
Not a friend. Yes, he said, in general, a good bill would be much shorter and much simpler than 1256.
Yeah, right. So where are we at? We have only a minute left. Here's what's happened. This was a horrendous pro-child killing bill offered by a conservative Republican pro-lifer, which does not surprise me at all. Does it surprise you that a pro-life Republican would introduce a bill that Planned Parenthood likes but pro-lifers hate?
Well, after as many years as I've been at this, I guess not, but it does make me sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's no longer surprising now.
Right.
Because you're the rhino. You're the Republican in name only, because the Republicans today are a bunch of child-killing socialists, for the most part. You're not saying that. I'm saying that.
That's right.
So, Leslie, we got a bill pulled, and they say, you know, Colorado Right to Life is just a barking dog. They have no influence, no power, but we were the ones fighting this. We mailed this to 5,000 pro-life families, the most pro-life families we're aware of in the state of Colorado. This is almost 2 months ago. We mailed them saying, this is what Representative Mark Waller is doing. We've got to stop it. And we have stopped it. Congratulations.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Thank you, Leslie Hanks, for joining me in studio. Our website is KGOV.com. One caller called during the show and said, guys, because of you guys and your fight, I'm now pro-life. Praise the Lord. God bless you.